SPFDNS lookup limits, exploits, mitigations, and best practices. The article explores the SPF sender policy framework protocol, which authenticates email senders by checking DNS records. A key limitation of SPF is its cap of 10 DNS lookups. Exceeding this limit triggers a permerror, potentially causing legitimate emails to fail authentication and reducing email deliverability. Attackers can exploit this limitation through techniques like DNS amplification and SPF record bombing, resulting in service disruptions and compromised email security. The SPF lookup limit exists for several reasons: to prevent DDoS attacks, reduce network latency, avoid DNS server overload, minimize complexity, and conserve DNS server resources. While these constraints serve vital purposes, they also create potential risks if not managed properly. To determine if your SPF record exceeds the limit, you can use tools such as DMARC Analyzer, Mixtoolbox, or Kitterman SPF Validator. Email service logs from platforms like Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace can also help identify lookup issues. Signs of SPF failure include email delivery delays, false positives, negatives, or rejected messages. To mitigate these issues and stay within the 10 lookup threshold, organizations should flatten SPF records by replacing domain includes with IP addresses. Use subnet IPs instead of domains. Limit the use of include statements. Regularly audit and remove unused or outdated mechanisms. Wisely use their redirects mechanism for multiple domain management. Best practices include conducting regular SPF audits, maintaining a centralized SPF management system, vetting third-party senders for SPF compliance, and combining SPF with DKIM and DMARC protocols. Together, these measures strengthen email security and ensure reliable deliverability without exceeding SPF limits.